Julius Wechter and the members of the kaleidoscopic Baja Marimba Band having a magnificent tantrum in a giant vat of bat fat here for you and the musical question Sunday morning. Well, this is Gerrish. We're set to call in Boyd Poindexter wherever and whatever he may be today. So come in, boys.
We now switch controls to one of America's two great interviewers, Boyd Poindexter. Come in, Boyd Poindexter.
Exter here with a touch of the flu, but our special guest today is the noted author, Mr. Emery Werbelow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now then, about your career, Mr. Werbelow, have you mainly written novels or have you also dabbled in nonfiction?
Yeah.
You've done a little of both then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which form do you prefer, sir?
Well,
I imagine you like writing novels more.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you today, Mr. Werbelow. And before you go, is there anything you'd like to pass along by way of a message from any would-be writers listening in?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you very much then, Mr. Emery Werbelow, author of the best-selling nonfiction work, 10 Days to a More Powerful Vocabulary, for visiting with us here today.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Boyd Poindexter returning you to our studio.
Was White Silver Sands, Don Ho and friends. Don, of course, just returned from a big 6 weeks at the Krellman Theater in Honolulu. He got lost in the balcony there, but he's okay now and getting settled to settle down, whatever I said there. This is Norman Percival in the orchestra and a beautiful instrumental called Shades of Green. Percival at the orchestra in Shades of Green. Well, that is a pretty sound. Colors coming back into the spectrum again with Love is Blue and Shades of Green, and green is the color of my true love's hair. Well, we'll sneak out of here now for another Music Guy show. This is Gerrish reminding you it's an interview. Thank you.
Come out of the fast ride, Willard and Scott, the Sob Busters.
Out of Northwest in MacArthur Boulevard, come the thundering hoofbeats of the horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust, a hearty high-ho slobber, the Sob Buster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice, a more fearless hard riding, straight shooting, beer drinking, peace eating samurai. It's a Sod Buster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him, little children respected him, women loved him. A true gentleman of the old West. Buster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and the smell of pipe smoke on radio. The Sod Buster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, and his sidekick, Chester Drawers.
Mr. Dillard, I get... Oh! Marshal, you got me right in the side.
It's early evening as our story opens. There's been some cattle rustling in and around the territory of Hyattsville on beyond Tacoma Park. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the marshal's office. U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard looks up at the clock, and then he says... U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard looks at the clock, and then he says...
Matt, go. You're on. Marshal.
Here's the script.
No. Read this script.
I would, but I don't have the script.
We find ourselves in the marshal's office.
Right,
the Sod Buster is adjusting his buckles and his bootstraps. The Sod Buster looks up,
Chester,
checks the clock on the wall, and he says...
Chester, have you got the script? Chester?
Howdy, Marshal. I'm just so glad to be here.
Yeah, but we don't have a script. Do you have it?
Well, no, Marshal. I thought they gave you the script, Charlie.
Copy, girl. Would you run out and check with the writer?
Certainly. Just a moment, Doc.
This is the most embarrassing thing you're...
Meanwhile,
Chester goes outside to do all he can to try to find out who robbed the cattle rustling barn. The soil bank conservation checks hadn't come through, and all the ranchers were up in arms. As our story reopens, we find the Sod Buster inside his office as he says...
The script writer hasn't written a show for this week.
Marshal, I don't understand it. I mean, we've been doing this show now for long, about 4 years, and it don't seem right that there ain't no script today.
There sure ain't no script. I mean, there sure isn't any script here. I don't use that bad English when I'm not on the air.
Normally, we don't have much of a
show. Now, look,
show,
we're going to have to do something about it.
Something wrong.
The writer, he's out in the control booth. Would you come in here, writer?
I'll go get him.
What do you want, fellas?
The Sod Buster wants to see you.
What is it, sir? I'm a little disgusted here. I'm the star of this show. We don't have a script.
Well, I'm awfully sorry about that. I'm only the second lead, and I'm kind of hacked off, too.
Well, you see, my mother-in-law was sick last week, and I was so busy, I just didn't have a chance to write a script. I hope you'll forgive me.
That's a fine kettle of fish to bring up your mother-in-law being sick.
Well, I just couldn't write the
much
script.
Of an answer for you. I don't know why.
I think you just better play
the
scene.
Let's take him out in the hall, Mark.
Wait, fellas, I'm just saying, you can't do this. This is my scene.
This is your stuff, and I'll try. I'm really quite embarrassed about this whole thing. I think while we work over the scriptwriter, let's cue for the team. Closing now. This is really embarrassing. I've been doing the show now for 7 years.
I meant to change it, but I didn't get around to that.
The Sod Buster is written for radio, normally by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekend. It's been a bad weekend, as you probably guessed. The entire production is supervised for NBC Radio by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production.
All right, well, we have Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, would you? You too? Oh, Bobby, I mean, we've got to have... All right, at least you, Dick Edwards...
Dick, you can start the...